Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you right now, Young Donovan. He's 11. The problem we're facing right now is losing our children. Fathers, we lose our children.
Good evening. This is Monette.
So,
I just wanted to let you all know real briefly that I thank you for calling in. This is the Mojo Blog Talk Radio show, and we have this show because we really believe in marriage, and we promote marriage and we demote divorce, because at this day and age, divorce is such at a high rate that people are giving up on relationships, they're giving up on marriage, they're throwing in the towel to what we know as marriage. Real briefly, I'm going to ask you, before you ask any questions, to just mute your phone, so we won't get any background noise, if you would, please. So, we believe that that's why you're calling in. And our show is an open dialogue forum that will allow you to ask questions, express your thoughts, and ask questions or bring up concerns about the topic at hand. So, tonight our topic is baby mama drama. We selected this topic because last week, our audience chose this topic. We're really excited about this topic. First, I'd like to let you know that John and I are not licensed counselors, nor experts, but we feel that we have been led by God to help us with our marriage. So we encourage you to call in and help us. Great.
I have a question. is it okay for me to still have a great relationship with my baby mama, and my wife don't think that's a good relationship, but it was times that we couldn't talk, but now I feel like I can almost have any kind of conversation with my baby mama. Is that wrong?
You know what? I don't think that's wrong at all. I think that there's a time where you have to draw the line, and you have to know how far that relationship goes. Because what you're trying to do is, it's very difficult to please two women. But I do need to keep the peace with your baby mama as well as your wife. So, no, I don't think it's a problem. As a matter of fact, I think it's healthy for you. I think it's healthy for your wife, and I think it's healthy for your child. Because at the end of the day, it tends to forget the impact that it causes on your children. Because normally, usually they're put in the middle. They're placed in the middle. So sometimes we have to step back and say, how is it affecting your child?
My child.
So, no, I don't think there's anything that's wrong with it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
Hi, Mo.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. Well, actually, mine is more of a statement. I kind of just want to encourage all of the wives of the who's dealing with the baby mama drama that sometimes, like you were saying, if they would just kind of rise above, you know, and see the other side of the, you know, the one who's been left with the baby, so to speak, they could help bring the peace, I think, you know? And
you
try
know
and maybe, you know, be like, female perspective. Does that make sense?
Wow, that makes perfect sense. Sometimes we fail to rise to the occasion, especially us as women, because for whatever reason we can also be confrontational, territorial. Think about it, the animal. The lioness, she's the one that goes out and hunts. She brings the food back to the lion. And it's kind of that same way when you look at human beings. You know, we are very territorial. We don't want anybody else to raid on our territory. I know I don't, and I'm not going to keep it real. So at some point we have to say, is it worth it? Let me look at the whole entire picture here, and let me look at things from a different perspective. Because keep in mind, most of the time, men tend to move on far quicker than the woman. We want closure. We want that individual to explain to us, you know, what happened, what's going on, why we're with this person, why we chose this person over us. But at the end of the day, sometimes you don't get that closure, and you have to be okay with that. And you have to move on as that baby mama. And
right.
Not cause drama, you know. And then you as a father, you got to step up and be a father to that child. You know?
Definitely.
So I think that's a valid statement. I think it's a great statement.
I appreciate you bringing class and a Christian aspect to it, because, of course, generally when the topic is discussed, it's, you know, all of out of control. But I really appreciate the Christian aspect that you bring to it.
Well, thank you very much. That's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Hi. Okay.
Any other?
Yeah, so tell me, I understand everything that y'all are saying, but what if the baby mama just won't go away? It's always just drama after drama after drama. You know, you study bringing misery into the household. You study picking at the baby daddy. Baby daddy paying all his money in child support. He's begging to see his child that you won't let him see. But then you take him back to court. Child support get increased. Then he got to pay all his money to get a lawyer. I mean, so how do you get past it? How do you even forgive a person for just constantly bringing drama into your house?
Well, I think you basically laid it on the line. You said this person is bringing drama to your household. Keep in mind, that person can't bring drama into your household unless you allow it. Is it worth allowing this person to get to us and come between our marriage? That person may not ever change, but what you can do is change how you react to that individual. Sometimes it's difficult because you feel like that person is conforming you into something that you really don't want to be. But trust and believe, if you are willing to work on your marriage and make your marriage work, you'll find a way to deal with that individual in a peaceful way at any means necessary. And sometimes you feel like you're losing the battle. Sometimes you feel like you're getting beat up. But one thing I have learned in our situation is that kindness is everything. And what can you do or say to an individual when that individual is kind to you? Are you going to slap that person in the face or curse that person out? Lord forbid. But if that person does, sometimes you can be the better woman and walk away. Because and knows or even thinks that they can bring any type of discord into your home. They're going to keep doing what they've always been doing. But once they see that you two are going on, living your life, loving one another, coming together as one, and making your thing work, then they're going to stop doing their thing, and that is to cause a seed of discord. When a baby mama isn't happy, there's not much you can do about it because it takes time. It takes healing. It takes their eyes being open to their life and what's going on in their life, okay? Because the way that you're looking at that individual, they're also looking at you in that same light. He's not doing that. She's not doing this. So there's always two sides, meaning her side may not even be right. That's just the way she's going to look at things. So in the end, the way to proclaim peace is not to get caught up in all the drama. Now, I'm not going to say you're not going to get mad, because I did at times. I'm not going to say that you won't get angry for a day or two or 3 days or a week, because you will. But you at some point have to be mature enough to say, I'm bigger than that. She will not get to me. I'm going to pray for her, pray about her situation, pray about my stepchild, and hope that God can release her from whatever she's going through, and that someday we can get along. Now, I do and I like them. There may be some skeptics out there who may disagree with me, and I'm okay with that. But there are people out there that I truly love, but I don't like their ways. And guess what? That's okay. Because at the end of the day, they're not in my general circle. They're not in my immediate circle. And so you pray for those individuals at a distance. You pray that God will help you, your household, your husband, your marriage, so that things will be better for you and things will be better for her, and also for that child or children that might be involved. Because at the end of the day, the kids begin to see it. They're not going to be small forever. They're not going to be preteens or teenagers forever. Eventually, they'll get it.
So
you don't want to cause, huh?
My thing is, she's not really causing drama in the house. She's making it harder to the financial side. But, and I understand what you're saying. You may not like the person for me, but you can love the person from a distance, but they may not like their ways. But I'm going to tell you, I just pray for me because I can't stand it. And my thing is, I don't think you'll ever be able to get along. Prayer or no prayer, I just don't think it's just not there, because she's always doing stuff to hurt my husband. ever be able to get along. But the bad part is, like you say, the child is involved. So if it comes to a custody issue, now it's going to be me leaving because I'm not going to raise somebody else's child when their mama is involved. No, I cannot do it, will not do it. So that's what makes it harder in my household. Because
well,
if he does end up getting custody, go ahead.
No, go ahead. If he does end up getting custody, what?
No, I'm saying if he does end up getting custody, then I think that's the end of us. Because it's just so much going on with the child. And I feel like him and her need to deal with that, not me. Because, I mean, you got to think, I also have a child. When you get to calling CPS and putting my child in it, it just really made me have, you know, just a really bad feeling about you. And I don't want to be in the mix of what y'all have going on. You the mom, you the daddy, y'all figure it out.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, you got several issues going on, okay?
There you go.
All right. You got several issues going on. And one is you are dealing with baby mama drama. I get that. But only you can control your emotions. No one else can do that for you. Now, the Bible teaches us that so a man thinketh, so is he. So you've already threw you up. Well, let me remind you that is not a reason for a divorce, okay? That's not a reason because a man gets custody of his child. You just can't say, I'm done with you. You can't do that. You married for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. Okay? Mm-hmm. At some point, you're going to have to take the high road. But let me tell you one thing about taking the high road. The high road almost feels like the low road. Okay? The reason why I say that is that when you are low in your spirit about your situation, that's when God will elevate you above your problem. Yes, you will have to deal with the matter at hand. But in the end, if you give it to God, trust me, he will work it out for your good. It's not meant for you to get custody. You won't get custody. So what you're doing is you're already saying what the future will hold and what you will or will not do. You don't know what the future might hold. So what you do is you ask God to take that resentment out. I'm feeling that you might even almost hate this woman because you said you can't stand her.
I hate her with a passion.
So,
right.
Okay, all right. So you got to know that as long as you hate somebody, and do you confess to be a Christian?
Yes.
Do you confess? You do. Okay, you confess to be a Christian. Well, the Bible teaches us that you have to forgive those who have hurt you. And forgiveness.
I mean, I still got some going to do as a Christian.
Okay, so you can admit to that. So here's the deal. You can start by doing this. You can start by, number one, praying. Not just praying for yourself, but praying for her. Because what I've learned in several situations, not just with baby mama drama, but with her bosses who may be, you know, hard on me or whatever, I learned to pray for them. Because when I started to pray for them and their needs, then the need for me to hate them or to resent them became less and less and less, almost to the point that it was. So you can't expect her to change if you're not willing to change. Because wrong love is wrong. And if you won't meet her in the middle, then you're almost no better than her. Type of drama. Keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
Is it easy? No, it's not easy. I'm not gonna sit up there and lie and say, oh, it's easy. You can do it, but it's not gonna be easy. It's gonna take you growing, you maturing, you stepping out of self, being worried about what she can do to y'all, because really she can't do nothing to y'all unless the courts say, okay, he's making more money, he's gotta pay more money. Oh, he's not making more money, so no, he doesn't have to pay more money. But if he's making more money and all is fair, she's going to get more money, okay? I know that from experience. So at the end of the day, the child needs welfare. Whether or not she's your child or not, that's none of your concern, because you can't control that over there. What you can do, you can have control of what goes on in your house, what comes into your house, and what goes out of your house. So you practice love, you practice understanding, you practice stepping out of the situation and allowing God to cause you to take a step higher so that you think from a different perspective. Because right now, that child probably needs his father. That child may even need you. And really, at the end of the day, it's all about the baby. God loves us so much. He loves us so much that he forgives us 70 times 70 times 70. Forgiving her takes the same thing, same step. You forgive, you repent for hating her. You repent for every bad thought that you thought about her. And then you pray for her. You begin to pray for her. And you don't know this woman could change. God can change anybody. She's not exempt. You don't know what your prayer might be for her. Who is your husband with? Who?
Me.
What you worried for?
I ain't worried. I ain't worried. I just don't like
Why even hate her? Why even hate her? Is it even worth it? Is it worth your... You know you can't make it in. You can't hate her.
Well, maybe
you gotta love
too much. Maybe I just dislike her. I ain't gonna never love her, but I dislike her.
Well, you won't have to grow to love her in some shape, form, or fashion. You're gonna have to deal with her because they have a son. So if you don't deal with her now, you have to deal with her as he gets older. Well, I'm gonna be praying for you because it sounds like you made up in your mind what you're gonna do. It does. And until you're ready to change, you have to do it. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay. Next caller.
I have a question.
Next call? Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My question is, I'm a baby mama, and I don't do drama. I don't create drama. But what if the wife is creating drama? What if she's been malicious, being mean to the child, my child, when she's been mean? What if it's not the baby mama that's causing the issue, but
the wife. Okay. What you can do is sit down and have a talk with all three of you. I would approach him first and say, this is what our kids, you know, or our child is telling me about your wife, and I'm not happy with it, and we need to talk about it, because if we don't, I'm going to have to talk to her myself, and you're not going to want that. I'm just being real with you. Folks are messing with our kids. You know, we can go there. I'll be honest, I can go there too. Because, first and foremost, that's my child, it's not your child. And you're not going to disrespect or cause harm to my child if you don't like me. So, sometimes people tend to change when everything's laid out on the table. You see? When they think they're doing things and the child might not be coming back to you telling it, then they're going to continue to do it. So disclosure is the main thing. Now, what she's got to know is that she doesn't have the right to do it, but she's not going to mistreat him. And if she continues to mistreat him, then that's going to impact how he sees him. Meaning, he might just have to come over your house and see him. He may have to do things on the weekend where they don't necessarily go around her if the abuse continues or the mistreatment. But at any rate, those are your children. And it's your job to protect them by any means necessary. So if she's going to be mean, she's going to be cruel and evil, then that's on her. But you, at that point, can make a choice as to what you're going to do concerning your babies. And I suggest talking about it, sitting down, communicating that with both of them. Of course, she's probably going to say your kids are not telling the truth or your child isn't telling the truth. But whatever the case, I suggest sit down, talk to him, talk to her, put an end to the drama. And if the drama continues, if your kids keep coming back telling you that this woman is mistreating them, then you'll have to take the next step. And that might be him seeing his children in a different form.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for that. That was great. Any more comments, questions, or concerns?
Mo,
yes.
Couldn't we say that in that situation, that the dad needs to, you know, step up and handle that situation?
Well, I would say that the dad does have a responsibility, but keep in mind, the dad may not even know that this is going on. That's why I said talk to him first, gather all three of you, and discuss what's going on. But, yeah, he should protect his kids, but not all fathers do. Not all mothers do. So I would agree with you. Yes, indeed. He should talk to her, and he should put an end to that. And it's sad that sometimes it's not always the baby mama. And that's what I was saying earlier, you know. We have to take a step back and make sure, you know, it's not us either. I feel at some point I used to nitpick about little things, about this, that, and the other, and then I began to ask myself as I matured more in our relationship and in the situation, I said, Monette, is that going to make or break you? Is that really going to kill the situation? Should that cause you to walk around all day and be mad? Seriously? So I began to pick and choose my battles. And unless it directly affected me, I learned to pull away from the situation. Because the older I get, the less drama I really want. And trust me, I'm a fighter at heart, meaning I will stand up for what's right. I'll stand up for the underdog. It's no problem for me to confront anybody. You know, it's not. But at the end of the day, that's not always the best or wisest approach. Sometimes you got to step back and say, you know what, let me chill. It ain't really worth it. You know, y'all, I keep thinking, I can't believe my husband's not here for this conversation. Because I really think he needs to hear it. But that's another story. Anyway, do we have any callers out there that would like to continue this conversation? Any other scenario?
Yes, I have a scenario.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Scenario I have is I was in a relationship with a guy a few years back, and what I come to realize now is that it was him that really caused all the drama. So you can have the baby daddy kind of drama as well, because first of all, I never met the child until the child was over a year old. He never sat down with his baby mama to let her even know, okay, this is my new girlfriend, this is who I plan to marry. Mm-hmm. We never sat down as adults and had that conversation. So whenever the child was around me or she knew the child was going to be around me, she would make sure she got her son. So it put him in the situation where he felt like there was kind of like a tug of war. I want to see my son, but she don't want my son around my new girlfriend, you know, because from the very beginning, he never stepped up to let her know, okay, this is who I'm with. Our child is going to be around her. I want all three of us to sit down as adults to get to know each other so you will know who your child is going to be around. He never was mature enough to have that conversation with all, you know, with the both of us. So it made me feel like, you don't want your child around me. Why can't I spend time with your son? Not knowing he had never really had that conversation with his baby mama. You know, because I'm not the type of person that I would have tried to do anything wrong to the child. I would have embraced him and treated him just like my own son, you know. So it kind of goes both ways. The man might not be mature enough to be able to handle that type of conversation, you know, therefore causing unnecessary problems.
Exactly. You know, that is a great scenario. sometimes the baby is used as hostage, and it's so sad. You know, you can't see your child. Your child is hurt. You can't see your child. But at that point, I think you said the word, and it's maturity. It takes a real man to stand up and say, first of all, you're not going to keep me from my child. And then if that individual chooses to continue to cause drama, then you have to take that individual to court. You've got to get something right. Basically, bailing out all of the requirements of you as a parent. You're going to pick up your child. On the weekends, you're going to have the child with holidays. And then that's how you end all day. Because if that person doesn't go by what the court docket enforced, then that person could be sent to jail, okay? So that's first and foremost. The man step up, be a man, and say, this is the way it's going to be. But keep in mind, sometimes men let the baby mama drama go on because they have not disconnected. Can I get an amen? Sometimes they're still hitting it.
Some men date down, meaning
You know, I'm going to be honest. You can look at your exes and basically say he stepped up. He got something, you know, maybe not better than me, but he's doing good for himself. She's pretty. He's got it going on. He's successful or whatever the case, you know. But at some point, you got to say I'm bigger than that because really all of that is superficial. People sometimes look from the outside in and they, you know, the baby mama may look at the fact that, oh, he stepped up. He got him a cute woman. You know, she's all that. You know, he's got a good job. They live in a beautiful home. And he never treated me like that, this, that, and the other. But at some point, they're going to have to regain their independence. They've got to regain their self-esteem, gain who they are, and realize that, you know what, it didn't work out with that man. I wish him well, and it's time for me to move on, too. I've been married before. As a matter of fact, I've been married twice. I know a lot about relationships because I've gone through a lot. But at the end of the day, in every broken relationship, I picked myself up. Yeah, I cried. I went through the time. But I said, you know what? It's time for me to go on. And in most cases, those individuals that I broke up with or whatever, they went on long before I did. They were living with other women, doing their thing or whatever. But I didn't want to rush things because I wanted my relationship to be right. I didn't want to keep going through the same thing. So sometimes when you look from the outside in, it's not always what you see anyway. And I'm talking from the perspective of the baby mama. But you have to pick up and be happy with who you are and move forward.
But until you're able to do that, that's what they're going to keep doing. Because,
maybe.
I mean, it's easy for a man to move on versus a woman. A woman can't move on as fast as a man. But that baby mama, she going to keep using that child for bait until she get over him. And it's just hard for him.
Yeah, I mean, that could be the case. That could be the case. Who knows? Maybe she won't use him for bait. You know, who knows? But at the end of the day, you've got to draw boundaries. You've got to determine how much of that you're going to let infest your household. You've got to understand your husband's position. He's dealing with a lot. And most men don't want to deal with drama. They're not like us as women. They don't want all that yelling, screaming, fussing, nagging. They don't want that. They just want to live and keep it moving. But we as women, and I'm speaking for myself, we always take a moment. We yield to drama. Take a moment to yield to drama. I don't know if that's because we always got to have something to talk about. And I still feel that. But at the end of the day, you can stop what comes into your household. You can stop it. Are there any other comments?
Mo, question. So, my husband has a baby mama, and she doesn't want to talk to me. So, do you feel like it's important for the wife and the baby mama to have a conversation, or should I just let it go? Because, I mean, we just found out about the baby about 2 years ago. We've never met her. Well, she's not a baby. She's 8. But we've never met her or anything, but she refuses to talk to me. And me and her actually
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the deal. Once upon a time, God told me, Monette, learn to embrace those who embrace you. If she doesn't want to talk to you, that's her loss. Because evidently she's still dealing with something. She's dealing with pain. She's dealing with hurt. She's dealing with jealousy. She's dealing with resentment. And until her heart is healed, there's nothing you can do about that. As a matter of fact, your husband has the baby by her. You really don't have to talk to her. It would be healthier if from time to time you did, but you really don't.
Right, but now when the baby finally comes, like when we finally see her, and I've never talked to her mama. I just don't feel comfortable interacting with her child, and I've never spoken with her.
Well, here's the deal. The child is innocent. Okay? So what you work on is building a relationship with the child. You may never build a relationship with this woman.
She don't want me to. She don't want me to talk to her baby.
Okay. Okay. But eventually you will. Eventually you will. And do you and your husband, will you eventually get her where she'll stay with you guys?
Yeah, eventually it'll get to a point where she'll come visit and we'll see her.
Okay.
Well,
so, that's the time you build, you learn to build the relationship with the baby, because the baby is innocent. And if you're good to the baby, you win the baby, meaning that she'll love her mother, she'll adore her mother, but she'll love and adore you just the same. Her life will take the place of her mother. You know that. I had to learn my place, right? We're not that child's mother. That child has a mother, right? But we have to learn to be whatever we need to be in that child's life. And that child will decide where he or she needs you. But the main thing is to show that kid love, to be a part of that child's life where you are needed, because you won't be needed in every situation and in every scenario.
Right.
And you've got to be okay with that, because you're the adult, that baby is the child, and so it's up to you to love and treat that baby as your own. Don't try to treat the baby any different than you would your children if you already have children.
Not at all.
Your baby, just like you would, and I promise you, as time progresses, that baby will get to know you. That baby will love you regardless of what that mom spews into her ears. And you can take that one to the bank and cash. So don't worry about what you can't change. You're welcome. Don't worry about what you can't change, baby. Don't leave any sleep, because she won't talk to you. That's her way of making you feel irrelevant. And you and I both know you are not irrelevant. Because who is he with?
I'm wifey.
I'm wifey.
There's
you're
no way I'm going to be irrelevant.
That's see, Mo, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about right there. That scenario she just used, okay, yeah, she can grow to love the daughter or what have you, but that mama going to always cause a problem. She going to always, even though her daughter come back and say, Mama, she nice and she did, she dad, you know, I like her, whatever she may say good about her, that mama not going to like that.
But here's the deal, you can't control what that mama doesn't like. You shouldn't even care what she doesn't like. Your
it's
job
not that you curl, you don't curl.
Okay.
But she gonna keep bothering you.
Like I said before. You have to decide what you're going to let bother you and what you're not. And I'm going to be honest, it is not easy. It took me some years to get to this point. But if I can do it, anybody can do it. But it's going to take you rising up and seeing the need of that baby. Because at the end of the day, that baby is going to need you in some shape, form, or fashion. Trust me. It is not about her. It's about the child at that point. Now, if she doesn't want to be a part of who you are, doesn't want to get an opportunity to know you, that's fine. Let her move on. Your job is to be what that baby needs for you to be, and to be a wife to your husband, and pray for her, and keep it moving. You can't change what you can't change. Does anyone else agree or disagree?
Hello. I've been listening for a while. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I've been listening for a while, and I am a mother to two children, and I know that some instances of, you know, how you said that the baby mother plays games with the father or does things that trying to keep things going. I, on the other hand, have not used my child as leverage. I've had a child's father that I had to use myself as leverage because it's an all or nothing deal. So
okay.
It was if I if I say I was going to do something with him or with them, then it was a go. Or if I say that, hey, I'm not dating anybody, then, of course, he's coming around more often. Then I had to learn to let things go, and I had to understand that he was not over himself. And anyone that I was with after him, he made smiley comments about or always questioned because I believe that he feels that he's inadequate as an individual, and he just keeps turning around coming back here or coming back to me thinking that eventually I'm going to see everyone else's faults and find that he is the best individual going on. So I understand that sometimes there are mothers out there that make things difficult. I'm actually going through a situation better. She's not making things as difficult, but she does put stipulations on it. Like she doesn't want, when he has the kids, don't want them out in some, well, the opposite sex house after 10:30. She's going to try to put that in a child support order, which that everyone knows that this is really capable. It's just stupidity. But, you know, there's different stupidity, too, and there's different levels of stupidity. And, again, I know that some people do get upset and do have those drama moments. I don't have anything to say to her. I talk to the children, and if she did want, she did think that she wanted to meet me, but I know that it will not be the kind of meeting that an adult will sit down and have a meeting with another individual that's around the child. You know, some people's trying to meet you so they can say whatever else they want to say or try to throw little things in there that may or may not be true, but it's just the fact of trying to get up under your skin. And also the individual I'm dealing with, I have to understand the mindset of them. They're not of the same race. There's a difference. There's a difference there as well because we do things differently. But there is women and women all together. But people do things differently because their mindsets are not in the same places. And also, you're looking at a successful black woman versus a white lady that does not have anything and uses on support of other people. Used to things being given to her, and she doesn't understand why this black man is not being given to her, but yet he's dating a successful black woman. So I do see difference in all everything, and you know, I just wanted to point out that whoever's having those drama moments, this too shall pass. There's nothing lasts forever, and one day she's going to look up and realize how much time she has wasted, like I did in the course of dealing with him. I realized that, you know what, I can't make you do anything other than what you really want to do. You're going to be who you are, and I'm wasting time. So that's when I made a commitment to myself and to my children as well as, I don't need a part-time person. I need a full-time person. If you're going to be full-time, you're going to be over here. And if not, you're going to be wherever you're going to be at.
Wow.
So it's just a word of encouragement, ladies. Just keep your head up and keep going through whatever you need to go through. And sometimes the smartest thing to do is close your mouth. It's easier said than done. But if you sit back and watch people, you'll learn a whole lot. So people don't take the time to sit back and watch. You sit back and watch that man and watch how he comes back and tell you something or interact with you. Do you know whether he's telling the truth or he's finagling a little bit of information because he's going back over there, as you said, and hitting that. Or he's over there actually trying to tell you, this woman's crazy, you know, but that's just who she is. Or he might even tell you, I really don't want to be with you, and I'm just over here because I'm making her mad. Because men do that too. They'll play you because it's that watch what I can do. I can get anybody else. I can get somebody else. So they'll do that. And same thing with women. We do the same thing. Watch, I got a better man. I don't want him all in front of you. You'll upset someone else.
Well, Carla, I don't know who you are, but I want to tell you thank you for your comments, for your business, because you sound like you have risen above the drama and that it wasn't an overnight thing that you had to do, that it came with practice, it came with watching, it came with being quiet and not getting caught up in the drama. And I would say that you could just disperse some words of wisdom to everyone on the phone, because it will pass. And this too shall pass, just like you said. And we sometimes have to give things time. You know, we want to be fortune tellers. We want to be able to, you know, understand what the future holds, but nobody knows but God. So with that, we can watch and pray and change our perspective. So thank you. That was phenomenal. That was great. We probably have couple more minutes for one more comment.
I
I have a question. Can I ask one more question? What can I do to show support to my husband in the situation? That's actually the question a few minutes ago about interacting with the baby mama and the child. But what can I do to show him support in the situation, being that, you know, this was sprung up on me 8 years into our marriage? So it's hard to adjust to it.
Yeah. What you can do is continue to be the woman that you are. You know, sometimes men don't always see things in a way that we see them. And there's many times that I've helped save my husband from being played, if you know what I mean, because that happens, that comes into it. I've helped my husband not to always feel like he's got to, what's the word, be on everybody's begging call, to draw the line and create boundaries. And what you can do is tell your husband or explain to your husband what your boundaries are, what his boundaries might be. And when you set standards for your marriage concerning that situation, then you two will always be on one accord. I had an issue concerning the threshold, okay, because I didn't want to be the woman that when it's time to go pick up our daughter, you know, you're inside controlling with the ex while I'm sitting in the car. Come on, women, y'all know what I'm talking about. So him and I talked about that, and I said, you know, that bothers me because I don't know what's behind door number one. I don't know if you're in there looking at her as she walks away from you, looking at her behind. I don't know if you're in there kissing on her. I don't know if y'all in there flirting. So you know what? Let's have a threshold rule. When you go pick your daughter up, you don't need to go in there. Let her know when you're coming. Knock on the door and get your daughter. If she ain't ready, stand outside. My husband said, I agree. And so we began to set boundaries. So what you can do is help him when he needs help, but continue on not being that nagging woman that the Bible speaks of, but that wise woman, that wisdom that God has placed in you, because it's already in you. And when there are times that his eyes don't see clearly, pray about it and then talk to him about it, and he'll receive it. But begin to be what he needs in that relationship and continue the open dialogue. If you disagree about something, be honest about it. Don't let it slide and then begin to hold resentment about it. Just say, hey, baby, I need to talk to you about this, and talk about it. And if he loves you, he'll understand it and he'll comply. All right.
Thank you.
All right, we got a few seconds here. I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling in. You know, we deal with so much drama in our lives, and one thing we don't want to deal with is baby mama drama, but sometimes it happens. It happens, and it's uncontrollable. But we can control what we allow to come in our households. Right now, I just want to say a brief prayer, and we're going to close out with this prayer, and we're going to look forward to next week's topic, blended families. Father God, we thank you for this call. We thank you for everyone on this call. We ask, God, that you put peace in everyone's household, God. Be with them, and where there is unforgiveness, God, let there be forgiveness. Where there is misunderstanding, let them understand, God. Be with everyone in their situation along the way, God, and work it out. And peace, be still. Give them all peace. It is in Christ Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Until next week, call back in for Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show, because marriage really matters. Thank you for calling in, and have a wonderful night. Thank you.